could we do something fun for Instagram at Joan Alex Show? Would you, on a dare, would you be willing to take your shirt off and just run outside really quick and come back in? You won't do it?
Would you?
No, because I'm a girl.
Oh, no, I'm all about equal rights. Women should be able to bear their breasts.
Well, we can't, so, but
nobody's in our area, though. There's people around here naked all the time anyways.
You won't just take your shirt off for a 10-second Instagram video outside and just, like, be in the cold for a second?
No, absolutely not.
Would you take your shirt off? Way.
Oh, no, I 100% wouldn't. And also, Alex would, like, the video would get taken down off Instagram if Alex did that.
Oh, my God.
With her
God.
Bare boobs.
Stop
people
it.
Would report that, but,
stop
Joe, they wouldn't for
it.
You.
That's right,
no.
They wouldn't for you. I vote you need to run outside really quick with your shirt off. It's like literally 5 seconds and then come back in.
I vote too.
And just feel it. And just tell us how nipple freezing it is.
Producer MYK.
I think you gotta do it, Joe. I think you gotta
do it. No. If that was the case, no way. Nobody else would do anything that I say they have to do. No way. It's not happening.
What if you did that? Then we all had to do whatever you said.
Because you guys wouldn't follow through. I know you guys.
Do it first.
Because your things are never like
easy. You guys would back out of it.
No, your things are always insane. Like my thing is so simple and easy.
I've asked you to eat a certain food. You're like, nope, no
way. Exactly, because they're insane. It's like a pickle with peanut butter and ketchup on it.
That's not insane. That's not that crazy. So, all right, well, I guess we're going to come to a no right there. I'm sorry, everybody. Joe's Need to Know News. This is crazy, and I look forward to getting more details about it. A couple in California was arrested for chaining their 13 kids to their beds. The couple was busted after their 17-year-old daughter escaped and then called police to save her brothers and sisters, who were between 2 and 29 years old.
How old did you say the girl was that escaped?
This girl was 17 years old that actually escaped and called the police on a cell phone.
Yeah, when police got there, the girl that called them, who's 17, they thought she was 10 years old because of how tiny and malnourished she was. Like, so... this story has been blowing my mind the last 24 hours. I have been enthralled, deep in the trenches, Facebook stalking every single person that's even liked a photo on these parents' conjoined Facebook page. I've gone to their page and looked them up and know what they're all about.
Now
I am,
you have
like,
to question. You have to question everybody that has a combined Facebook page. Like,
oh,
what's going
no,
on?
That, the first thing I was going to say was, first red flag, if you have a combined Facebook page. If you have a shared Facebook account with your significant other, that is weird. It's weird. And this couple had that. And then the woman, the mom, her sister, who had liked a bunch of their stuff. I wonder if she knew anything. I went to her page and she's got like 7 kids of her own and they all like look super weird. Like
they
these
bang
kids.
The kids out.
So I am just wondering. I have a lot of questions like everybody else does about the story. And like I am on the... I mean, like on alert, waiting for updates.
It was interesting too. If you go see all their photos too, they all have kind of like a bowl haircut or just like
The dad looks like haircut. Coconut Head, 100%.
And they all kind of have that same look. Cops found several children and adults chained and padlocked to beds in a foul-smelling room. So we don't know if they went to the bath in there or what. They were all malnourished, dirty, and all of them actually had to be hospitalized. The 57-year-old father and 49-year-old mother were arrested on several charges. Neighbors were shocked and said they didn't even know the couple had kids.
That is literally insane that 12 or 13 kids are living in a home and you've never seen them before.
And I think 7 of those 13 kids were at least 18. So they're adults.
Yes. And that's what's even crazier. So the oldest one I think is 29.
Yep.
29 years old. But she looks like she's like 9 or 10. You would never guess in a million years that this girl was even over 18, let alone almost 30 years old. And I just don't even know, like for the kids that are under 18, I get that they go to the state and they like put them in a foster home and stuff. But what do you do to somebody that's essentially legally an adult, but is really basically a child? What would you do with those kids?
I don't know. Do you think this is like a religious cult of some sort?
I do.
Or do you think it's...
I do think it is, because there's a whole bunch of weird stuff about God and whatever. Not saying every Christian is a wackadoodle, but these people sure are. And a bunch of the people that liked their photos and said like, oh, I just love this family. What a beautiful family. When I went to see their Facebook pages, they were all saying weird stuff too. So I guarantee, and they all look like they were from like something called like Pleasantville or Pleasant Ridge, West Virginia or something like that. Like that's where this family's originally from. I'm like, yeah, well, West Virginia. That's all you need to know.
So we'll definitely find out more about that one.
You know, I got the inside scoop that you're not going to hear on the news.
A man on Reddit said he only discovered at 22 years old that having a poop knife is not normal.
What? What is a poop knife?
You're about to find out. This guy on Reddit, Reddit posted under the username LearnedButt and explained how the kitchen... And he explained how the kitchen utensil was used in the household to cut up poop if the toilet would not flush.
Wait, his stool was so just hard that he had to knife it up?
He said it's hard to believe, but it was kind of, he always thought it was part of a standard kit until he used the toilet at a friend's house and asked where could he find the poop knife.
No.
The man explained, my family poops big. Growing up, this was a common enough occurrence that our family had a poop knife.
What?
It was an old rusty knife that hung up on a nail. In the laundry room, only to be used for that purpose.
Stop.
Hey, can I get some peanut butter? No!
Oh my God! What if somebody accidentally used that knife for their sandwich?
I thought it was a standard kit. You have your plunger, your toilet brush, and your poop knife.
That is incredible.
He said, "What you do is you cut the poop into smaller, more flushable pieces, then nudge it towards the hole." He said, after asking his friend for one, it turns out that none of them had poop knives. It was just an effed up family thing with their family and their pooping.
But see, I don't understand that. 22, so that was the first time he's ever been to a friend's house or somebody else's home in 22 years of life where he realized nobody else has a poop knife, because you would have to go out to eat or to someone's house or relative or anything. They would have
Excuse me. Excuse me, waiter. Where is your poop knife?
This is literally, you have the salad fork, the poop knife.
Where do you put it?
And I want to know, what is this family eating that they're having to break it down into smaller pieces?
What is super high in fiber? Like super high in fiber.
Because
I don't know either. I can't think of what it
is. Fiber soften it up though?
No, I think
fiber would make it go.
I think cheese would make it like blocky.
But I don't even think this guy's saying it's necessarily the firmness. I think he's saying just the general size is so big that they need to chop, 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 chop. You need like a slap chop down there.
That is literally the craziest thing though. Like maybe their toilet is old and just needs replaced, because you do need to replace toilets after out so long. Like that's what I'm wondering. Like a powerful new toilet would flush anything.
What would you think,
anything.
Though? What do you think if you went to a guy's house, Alex, and you were dating him? Seems really nice. And he's like,
he had a rusty poop knife.
Here's my poop knife.
I'd marry the crap out of him.
All right, check this one out.
A story like that, are you kidding me? It's radio gold. I would wipe him up immediately.
I saw this and thought of Live the Web Girl, just because I know, Alex, you're not a big exercise kind of a person. You're more like sit on the couch and watch Netflix. But last week, an author named Olivia Cole tweeted about an interaction she witnessed at the gym where a woman got a guy to go away by pretending to break wind. As he came over, she said, "Oh, you might not want to come over here, dude. I just farted. It's bad."
Nice.
And now lots of other women have been tweeting about how they're successfully using the technique. So here's one tweet. Guy approaches two women working out with flirtatious eyebrows at the ready. Girl one, "You might not want to come over here, dude. I just farted. It's bad." Guy looks horrified, leaves. Girl two, "Oh my God, did you really?" Girl number one, "No."
Yeah.
Live the Web Girl.
Yes.
Would this work for you, or would you try this with your girlfriends?
Oh my gosh. I 100% would. This girl's like my queen for like even thinking of that, because I have never even thought of that. Guys at the gym are so creepy.
What are guys doing that are so creepy? Because I feel creepy sometimes when women are using like the hip abduction things, like where they bring their legs like open, close. I'm like, don't look, don't look, don't look. But what are guys doing that are creepy to you at the gym?
No, like, I mean, if a guy's watching you at the gym, like that doesn't creep me out too much, as long as it's not like hardcore staring. It's just like a couple of glances. Like that's not that creepy, obviously. Like it's a big place to like check people out.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I check out dudes all the time, not gonna lie. But if a guy is approaching you at the gym, that is creepy. Like if you say something to a girl and they seem disinterested, they're like, "Ha, yeah," but they don't comment or ask about you, then
right.
Leave her alone.
I approached a girl the other day. I was at Planet Fitness and I went up to her. I was like, "I want somebody to take a photo just of me when I was done working out, like a full body compared to like a selfie."
Oh my God.
And that's exactly what I thought. I'm like, what am I going to do here? Because they're probably...
Why did you need a full body photo?
I wanted to have a picture like after I was done working out. Like what? Like I was all sweaty and what I looked like compared to trying to take a selfie or having something. Just something different. I mean, people do that all the time. What's the big deal?
Take it in the mirror.
Yeah.
It just... I don't know. I feel that looks like kind
of... So she's probably like, why?
I told her. I said, "Hey, would you mind taking a photo real quick of me like against this wall? I just want to get like a little before picture."
What'd she say?
She said no problem. They were cool, and I chatted up with her and some of her girlfriends.
Did you tell her you were Joe from the Joe and Alex Show?
Oh, totally. That's the first thing I dropped. Before I even said hi, I'm like, "Just so you know, I'm Joe from the Joe and Alex Show. You're about to take a celebrity's photo." That's what I said to her. No. All right. All right. Well, I'm glad I got made fun of for that one.